Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In today's entertainment news, Jeff Bezos is once again the world's richest person, according to Forbes. Bezos is worth $177 billion with a B dollars, up $64 billion in just 1 year. What is he doing?
That's because he gave his wife half. He had to get it back.
But the list's bigger gainer is, highest gainer or biggest gainer, is Elon Musk, whose fortune rose from $126 billion to a total of $151 billion, landing him at number two. French tycoon Bernard Arnault is number three. Bill Gates is number four. Mark Zuckerberg rounds out the top five. Also, did you guys know this? Kim Kardashian has joined the Billionaires Club. That's right. She's up there. Forbes has estimated that she is now worth $1 billion. Now, back in October, she had $780 million. Now she has $1 billion. All right.
Go ahead.
Thanks
more
to two lucrative businesses.
Divorce.
Oh, after the divorce?
Yeah, her number.
You gonna own some of them Yeezys?
Boy.
Yeah. Boy.
She got them kids.
Yeah.
You can't get away from that. Not in California, partner.
Yeah, that's right. Community property.
No, sir. She gonna have way more than that in a minute.
Damn, yay.
Yeah.
I had to go and try to work this out. Skip this.
I had to try to work it all out. It's too late, though. When he ran for president, that was it. I think that was it right
there. That was pretty much it.
I think that was it. When he said, I'm from the rent, and he went in there and put that red hat on, that was it. You know?
It's really sad.
He went
sad
in there and sat in front of him.
It's really sad.
And Jim Brown sitting there. I don't know what Jim was. That was just crazy. They just... I don't know if Jim was supposed to talk him out of it. I didn't figure out how that was supposed to go. And he got the hat cocked to the side and Trump over there. And,
yeah.
Him looking. And, God. Yeah.
Well, in other entertainment news, in about an hour, I'll say, we're going to have a live Strawberry Letter. Now, we haven't done a live Strawberry Letter in a long time. Our special guest is going to be from the OWN Network's Love and Marriage Huntsville reality show. You may have heard of him. His name is Martell Holt.
We got Martell on today?
Martell Holt will be our very special guest.
I got to call my wife. She got to hear this.
Yeah, we got him on today. We couldn't get nobody from Ready for Love, so we had to go with the number two.
Oh, don't do that.
Well, you know, I just gave you some love. Had to go with the number two show. Couldn't get the big dog in, so you know, couldn't get none of the guests from the big show on. So we had to go get little old Martell.
We'll see what Martell has to say. He's calling in, Steve. He wants some advice during the Strawberry Letter. So
I strongly suggest he don't do that.
Yeah. Well. He's calling in.
I chicken out. My Wi-Fi went out, dog. I ain't gonna make it. I'm not getting in front of these women.
You better come over here with Shirley and Carla.
Dog. I'm gonna just try to hold him together.
Team Melody.
Sit here, twist mouth the entire time.
Melodies from heaven.
Also tomorrow, that's Thursday, fresh off the Versus battle, Mr. Ronald Isley, the sexiest man alive right now, that's what everybody was thinking during the Versus battle, will be our special guest. He's going to tell us about his brand new single, Friends and Family, featuring Snoop Dogg.
Nice.
I like that song. I like it. I like it a lot.
Dress up. Ron's going to be here.
All right, Steve. You ain't time got for headlines.
Your closet for Ron Jr.
Time for Miss Ann, Steve.
Yeah, try, boy, but you ain't. Don't worry about it. Just put a hoodie on. Act like you ain't know he was coming. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, thank you, and good morning, everyone. This is Antrip with the news. Yesterday's court action in the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd murder case involves still other Minneapolis cops talking about training and how Mr. Floyd's detention was handled. Prosecutors called police lieutenant and trainer Johnny Merciel, who said that Derek Chauvin's grinding his knee into Floyd's neck was not something that Minneapolis cops are trained to do. Video shows Chauvin pressing his knee into George Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes until the paramedics arrived. Also on the stand yesterday, Officer Nicole McKenzie, who trains Minneapolis cops in medical support. Now, she was asked by Chauvin's attorney about something called agonal breathing, which can occur when people are in medical distress, apparently. Officer McKenzie explained that agonal breathing consists of irregular gasps for air. Chauvin's lawyer asked if it could be confused with effective or normal breathing, and McKenzie said yes. Then the prosecutor asked whether officers, police officers, are taught that if a person can talk, they can breathe. And she answered, no, sir, adding that just because someone is speaking does not mean that they're breathing adequately. The House that has voted to reintroduce the Violence Against Women Act, the 1994 measure that would provide resources for victims of sexual and domestic violence. There was a bipartisan support for the basic bill the first time around, but a split occurred over added gun control and transgender provisions. The Georgia House of Representatives has voted unanimously to repeal a citizen's arrest law that actually predates the Civil War. It was since 1863, a private citizen could make an arrest if a crime was committed in that person's presence or within their immediate knowledge. But see, critics say it was really used as a justification to round up escaped slaves and later on as a justification for lynching black people. The vote took place a little over a year after the murder of an innocent black jogger named Ahmaud Arbery. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Leader Charles Schumer say that the body of U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Billy Evans will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda April 13th. Evans killed you last Friday when a man rammed his car into the barrier and was shot and killed by the police after getting out of the vehicle, lunging at the officers with a knife. It's never, ever clear really how William Billy Evans was killed. Anyway, Evans, the second Capitol Police officer to die in the line of duty this year. Officer Brian Sicknick, you may remember, was killed during the January 6th insurrection. His body also was allowed to lie in honor in the Capitol Hill Rotunda. Sad news, Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings has died. Hastings, a civil rights lawyer who became a federal judge after a nearly long decade career in Congress also. And don't call her Tandy Newton anyway. She's taken her new name, which her old name is Tandiwe, which means in her Shona language, beloved. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.